All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I have an announcement. So, I think a lot of you guys are kind of wondering, Grim, what the hell are you doing? So let me kind of explain what's going on. Since there's a lot of weird laws and shit passing, both in the UK and the US, and they may affect us, I'm thinking of backup plans. Alright, so it isn't any news to any of you guys that I have Grimm's Comics Corner, and it just passed 500 subscribers, which is the most I've ever had for any channel I've ever ran. And that's kind of a big thing to me. So, we're definitely going to continue with that, and of course we'll continue to have comics on here and MGTOW.TV. But also, I've launched Grim Lord Gaming, which is, that's all one word, and it's on YouTube. And basically, it'll have, you know, videos like this. So, yeah, there's no gameplay right yet, and I'll have to edit this one further. But, yeah, basically, you're just gonna see some gameplay videos, and people will be able to, I don't know, check out me playing games without commentary. That's one of the things I wanted to do, because I like a lot of no commentary games when I'm watching games myself, right? I know we do like the visual novels, and that's kind of different, and I don't watch other people doing visual novels or even like non-commentary. I'd rather read them myself. But when it comes to like regular games, oh yeah, I like Nintendo Complete, and there's a lot of other channels I like watching just to watch somebody play the whole game so I don't have to. Or may not have the time to, you know, I can fast forward it a little bit and get to the, you know, just get the gist of it. You know, for certain games that I've bought and just haven't got around to, like Aquaria, for example. I've been trying to watch that Aquaria playthrough for a while. And, you know, there's some old favorites, like I watched Wolverine for the Nintendo. I finally watched the end of that. I never actually finished that game because it was tough. But, yeah, stuff like that's cool, and it kind of preserves the game experience so that other people can enjoy it for many, many years to come. So that's great, and I want to kind of be a part of this, even though there's a lot of similar channels, but we're just going to have a lot of games. A lot of more classic-type games, like the Gun Vault here that you see. And, obviously, I kind of wish there would have been something else to this, but it seems like I was on that screen for quite a while. There we are. Yeah, let's fix that a little bit. I was gonna try to have some gameplay like in the old days, but yeah, let's try that again. Okay, so anyway, like I was saying, obviously this has skipped a lot of the first area and everything, but what I was saying, guys, is, yeah, we're doing something completely different. We're basically going to have more gameplay videos, non-commentary, of course. You already see that I do the non-commentary adult game videos like we've done with Rants. I want to continue that. I want to move on to Evenickel. So we're going to finish the Evenickel coverage, but we're not going to do it with commentary. We're going to do it with me just playing the game normal. And I'm not using cheat devices or anything on that. I am going to cheat to get back to where I was, because I don't have my save spot. You know, when I backed up my computer, I lost that save file. Okay, so basically when my computer broke down, I lost a lot of save files and had to build a new computer. So my save file, they all fucking, they went, you know, they're all gone. But I managed to find an older save file for the Evenickel game in a folder that I backed up on another drive. It's not quite where we were, but it won't take long for me to get to where we were. So it won't take me that long for some of you guys that do care about Evenickel. So we are going to go ahead and try to get that going. But I want to continue with Rants. And matter of fact, I've got a video of that to put up tomorrow. It should be enough. It's like almost 2 hours of Rants, and a lot of that is H scenes. I tried to do every H scene I could, and for the most part, guys, I'm not gonna lie to you, I literally threw it on audio, took out my phone, browsed social media, just, you know, fucking around, going on the different little stuff on X that we have, or, you know, just looking at shit, you know, while it was playing. Because the scenes are really fucking long in Rance 3. Like, they're longer than any Rance game. So, it takes a while to get through a lot of them, and they can drag out. So, a lot of the playthroughs are literally just filled with the fucking H scenes. So, again, like, I do like Rance for the gameplay, and there's not a whole lot of that, unfortunately. I was just waiting to get into a dungeon. I do like the story. There's a lot of funny shit that happens in the game. Obviously, you'll see some of that. But you'll see that a lot of work has been done with these H scenes. And I know they wanted to do it specifically because they had voice acting and they wanted to take advantage of that. But it's a bit much. And you'll see it for yourself. But yeah, so that's what we're going to do. But, I mean, getting back to what I was saying, guys, we're going to be doing a lot more gameplay videos. Now, there is going to be some differences between platforms. For instance, MGTOW.TV got a lot of old Aerogay H games, whatever you want to call them, that I just had sitting around on my hard drive for a long fucking time. There's nothing that you really missed, unless you really want to see the Imperial Harem stuff. Like, 11 people saw that and they enjoyed it, but I didn't really like it. You could just play Imperial Harem and pretty much, you know, experience that yourself. There's really no need to watch that video. It's not that great. But, I put it on there, and of course, I did bring you guys the Dungeon Town one, because that's one that I am considering going back to. And it is also a Kagura game, which I said was going to be one of our focuses of Gameplay Week, which I'm still continuing. Obviously, you did get some gameplay footage from Rats and a couple of others, so I'm not necessarily cheating by giving you stuff we were going to give you anyway on Gameplay Week. Because, yeah, you're getting gameplay age games, and that's what I promised. Now, also, though, there is going to be gameplay-only videos on the Grimlord Gaming channel. These are videos I'm not uploading to MGTOW.TV or BitChute. They're only and when I say gameplay, they're literally what you're seeing here. This is going to be one of them. You won't see this on MGTOW.TV or BitChute. And basically, guys, it is literally just me playing the game for a little bit. It's not something that I'm going to continue with. It's not a long play. It's not anything like that. It's just, this is some footage from the game. And believe it or not, some people are actually watching those. I was surprised to see, like, 15 people. I know, really? 15 people were watching my Smash Brothers Crusade video, and I said, you know what, I can probably record some more of those since they came out with a new version of that. So yeah, I'll put some Smash Crusade on there, and if you guys are kind of interested in maybe that Smash Crusade stuff, I guess I could put it up here too. Obviously, you can get the game for free on itch.io, so it's not really that big of a deal, but if you just want to see it because you're curious, I guess you can check it out in Grimlord Gaming. There's a couple matches, but that is an older version of the game. And of course, it's getting closer and closer to the final. Also, guys, I'll be doing another fan game, which is called Mega Man Arena, which basically comes out on May 16th, basically. Now, there's a beta version that's going to be on the Discord. I don't want to fool with it. I don't want a version that's filled with bugs. I want something that's kind of ironed out. And I'm really, really, really happy to see it because it's like the Mega Man game you never got. It's literally Mega Man 1 to 6, but extended. Like, okay, so some of you guys have grown up with Mega Man. So imagine being able to play Flash Man stage as Flash Man, right? Like, Quick Man stage is Quick Man. And wouldn't that be interesting? Well, that's what they've done. They've literally made it where you can play as 50 different characters, and they're all pretty accurate to how they would play in the original game. And of course, it's originally a tournament-based fighter, but they've added stage mode. And they went above and beyond and added 128 stages to the game. So that's pretty much every stage in the original Mega Man games, and then some. Also, of course, you have the ability to do EX stages, which are the extended versions of the original stage. Like, I mean, a lot of you guys grew up with Mega Man 2, right? So, you know, Mega Man 2, Bubble Man. You know, you go through, you get to where Bubble Man would be, you know, you finish the stage, and all of a sudden it goes on further. It's like there's more. Wow, okay. And there's new gimmicks, there's new stuff. It's like if Capcom decided to make more of the level and give you more of an experience, like a different challenge. So, you have that, and then after that, you have an EX boss, which is a much more powerful, and I have seen these fights on the YouTube, guys. These bosses are gonna have people throwing their controllers. This is like the Mega Man difficulty for the Souls age. Now, I'm not saying it's Souls combat, and everybody uses Souls way too much these days. Souls is being used to describe any difficult game, which isn't fair. But let's just say that they're at the level of difficulty that this generation is more attuned to. So if you didn't think Mega Man 2 or Mega Man 3 or any of these classic Mega Mans were hard enough, well, you're about to be fucking tested. By the way, you can co-op this shit, and I think you can go online with it too. I think they have like a few, like some of you guys that know a lot more about the online programs. Like I don't know too much about them. I know I played Terradrome like that one time where I could play online. But other than that, it's not going to be on Steam or anything, you know, it's a free fan game. But it comes out on May 16th, and it was fucking 18 months in development, which is longer than some actual games take these days. So that's pretty freaking cool. I can't wait to play it. Also, I want to get some more of those Sonic. We got a bunch of Sonic ones that I want to go through, like the fan games. Some of them are really good. I'm not talking about the cheap ones, but I'm talking about the real good ones that people, you know, spend a lot of time on. And also there's, what was it? Make a Good Mega Man Level 3, which has tons and tons and tons of levels. It's got 300 levels. And, I mean, we've played a little bit of it, but I kind of want to play through more. I had a bunch of footage of that, but I had to delete it because it didn't have any sound, and I didn't want to release any videos without sound. Again, guys, I had to delete 198 gigabytes worth of files that didn't have sound. That's complete playthroughs, guys. I had the whole Gun Vault series, which you're seeing right now. I had the whole Gun Vault series, all of it, recorded. Just didn't have sound. Same thing with BioShock and a bunch of other games. I had the entire Trails... What was it? That very first Trails game. I had the whole damn thing recorded. And I had to delete it because it didn't have any sound. I wasn't just going to release these games without sound, guys. That's ridiculous. But there's so many fucking games that I did and just didn't have sound. It would have been enough to fill that channel up, and people would have been like, Graham, we didn't know you were going to release 200 videos in fucking 2 months. That's more than most YouTubers do their whole life. You know, I was like, well, you know, it was building up. But unfortunately, yeah, I had to delete a lot of it, and that does suck. But, fortunately, though, guys, I was able to save like 27 gigs worth of videos. So that's what you guys are seeing right now. If you're on Grimlord Gaming, you're seeing those videos. And of course I have more. I got the entire what the hell is it? Berserk Boy's going up. I got all the sound for that. So that should be pretty cool. I think people will like that. But yeah, guys, that's pretty much all I got to say on this one. So we're just splitting things up a little bit. Obviously, the comics aren't going away. The gameplay videos aren't going away. There's going to be more of them. You're going to see a lot more Safe for Work gameplay. And I know you guys have liked that because I've seen the views. I know that you guys like the Nico DiRico stuff. I will play more of that game. Just give me a minute because I already paid for another game called Eternal Strands, and I'll probably be playing just a little bit of that to show you guys that. But Yeah, I do have, like, games that I'm going to continue through. Like, you've seen that Hawk. I want to continue that, especially since the game is now done. And that version represents a much older... it was considered finished, but it didn't quite have the ending and all. So it was kind of very much early access, but you could play it. Well, now the game's complete. It's got all the extra stuff, and the DLC's been added freely to it. So it's the whole game. And I definitely look forward to playing that game, because I really do love Hawk. I think it's a really fun Korean Metroidvania game, and I want to play more of that. There's also the... this really sucks, but I want to go back and play it. Tokyo Xanadu EX. I've got a little bit of footage from that. I think maybe 3 or 4 hours. I know other YouTubers or people have it, but, you know, I have been playing it, and I'll probably record it as well. I'm going to have to start from the beginning again because I did lose my save, even though I was on episode 3 of 5, so I was getting pretty close to that ending of the game. But, I'm going to have to just throw the cheat engine on just so I can get to where I was. Again, guys, I'm trying to be fair where I'm just going to throw on the god mode but not actually change any of my stats, you know? Because I don't want to, like, make the rest of the game easier. I just want to be able to get to where I was, you know, and not have to go through the hassle. Because I don't want to go through a lot of that shit again. But when I get to the rest of the game, yeah, I'll just turn all the cheats off and play it normal. Because, I mean, I did that with Hawk. Because I had to get to a certain area with Hawk, and I'm there now. So I turned the cheats off, obviously, and I'm playing that normal. So a lot of these games I will be playing normal until I get to some part that's like, no, fuck you, and I throw on cheats like I did with Beyond the Ice Palace 2. I had to do that because there's no way I beat that game in a decent hour. And it's not a long game. It's a very short game, but it would have taken much longer because they wanted to Souls me. And yes, they do use the Souls-like term for that game. But they wanted to do some Souls-type things on the bosses and make them a little bit more difficult than I felt like dealing with. So I just wanted to get through it and enjoy the game. And to be absolutely honest with you guys, I enjoyed that game so much more like that. Like, I personally enjoyed it. There would have been no enjoyment from me being frustrated because I've died to a boss like 80 fucking times because of the, you know, the cheat patterns or something like that. That doesn't really... give me any enjoyment. It's not that I don't like a challenge. It's that I like a fair challenge, right? Where I know I've got a chance. I don't like the ones where it's like, oh, you're against insurmountable odds. Like, no, I don't like that kind of thing. That's kind of tough. I'm not into that. And obviously, there are certain games I probably won't be doing on here, like, that I am playing, like, Cyberpunk. One, because I'm pretty damn far into the game, and two, because I like to keep the settings up pretty high, and I don't want to fuck with recording on that, because that could cause, you know, just a lot of stutters. Even though I did run Doom at full graphics, and I talk about Doom 2016, and I didn't have any issues with that. It seemed to run pretty well. There was no stuttering in the video. But I don't know if you guys really want to watch another person play Doom 2016. It's just, if that's something you're into, I've got like 30 minutes of it just testing it out. But I will definitely finish that game because it's 70 fucking gigs. That's way too big to be on my hard drive with Cyberpunk. I got both of them on there and I'm running out of room for other shit. I'm having to install stuff on drives that I don't have, you know, room for. Basically, all the main games I play, they're on one little external. And because I'm running out of room on that external, because I've got, you know, great big games like Doom that decided to take 70-something gigs, I'm like, really? It's that big? I don't have room for games like Eternal Strands, which, again, I said I was going to play for you guys, because that game came out, and I just paid $30 for it. That one's more like, what's the name of that game? If it wasn't so late at night, well, it's not even really that late at night, I've just had a rough day. what the hell is the name of that? Darksiders. It's like Darksiders. So if you like the Darksiders, and I don't mean Dark Souls, I mean Darksiders. It doesn't have any Souls-like gameplay. I would not have fucking bought it if it did. But, yeah, it's straight up regular old action adventure platforming game. And that sound cool as shit to me. So, I probably should play the other Darksiders games. Maybe I'll put those up. Also, I've thought about maybe doing Yakuza, but I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, so many other people have those games, and you can watch them in probably, like, better quality, because they're, like, 4K or whatever, and I'm only 1080p at that with 30 frames per second. So, yeah, there's probably, like, much better recordings of some of those games. So, I don't necessarily recommend everybody watch everything, right? But when it comes to more, like, obscure games, retro, you know, stuff like that, I'll probably have stuff, like, you know, up there. And, of course, the games that you guys definitely come for, some of you, are the adult games, the age games. Of course, I don't see that many hits. I did put up some videos yesterday, and I'm like, oh, well, not too many people like those games as much as I did. Kind of sucks, right? You see, like, 7 here and 7 there. And I don't know if that's because my UK audience over at BitChute is, like, gone because of the UK restrictions. But, it does suck. You're seeing a noticeable hit, right? There's not much I can do about it. I'm not getting a lot of people on these alt-tech platforms right now. I mean, on neither one of them. I'm just not getting that many people. But I am getting a sizable amount of people on my comics channel. So that's the one that people are really paying attention to. That's the one that people have really spoken up about and have asked me, can you do this or you do this? Have you done this? What'd you think about doing this? Are you gonna do this? You know, I'm getting asked all these questions, and I'm like, well, man, I'm one guy. I only like to do, like, 2 comics a week. And when I mean 2 comics, I mean, like, 2 series. Like, after this video, I'm supposed to do 3 Spawn books, and I think I'm going to do some of Lady Mechanica. It depends on how I feel. But, yeah, guys, That's pretty much all I gotta say on this one. I know this kind of turned into a grim rant, but I just want to let people know, you know, what I'm doing. You know, why there's way more gameplay videos than there used to be. Why we're doing Safe for Work games on a channel called Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy, right? Like, you guys might be kind of wondering, hey, Grimm, are you trying to track kids? No, I'm not. I'm just trying to play the games that I enjoy, right? And sometimes those games are something like Nico Dorico, which is a lot like Donkey Kong Country and Rayman and, you know, Crash Bandicoot, games like that that I grew up with. So even though they are, they do have that, oh, kids could enjoy that. Yeah, it's still not some kind of invitation to bring young people in, right? It's just, these are games that I enjoy and, you know, people that enjoy those games, they can watch them. You know, I like having a lot of different content on my channels. We do everything. We do shows. We do the different games. We used to do interviews, but I don't know if we will. It's kind of up in the air at that. I don't know what's going on, especially since Empress left and there isn't really anybody to replace her. So, it's one of those things. Also, I'm about to be 40. So, you know, I'm thinking about a lot of other shit. I'm thinking about, you know, can I really do this for another 10 years? Should I do it for another 10 years? And I thought to myself, if I am going to go on another 10 years with this kind of content, well, I want to do it my own way. And that means I'm going to go ahead and do everything that I want. Like, if I want comics, I want comics. If I want games, I want games. If I want Aerogay or AVNs or, you know, stuff like that, I'm going to have them. That doesn't mean we're switching the way we do our months. We're still doing AVN month and Aerogay month. If we lose BitChute, I will tell you 100% that the amount of adult content I cover will dwindle. It will not be as much, because there won't be as much of an audience. There's not that much people on MGTOW.TV. I can get some people to jump, Like, if I see there's a noticeable jump, I might cover a little more, but I don't think everybody wants to go there, because not everybody is that politically inclined, some of the people are over there. And I don't want, you know, any kind of hassle, because we try to do it non-politically, when it comes to that Aerogay and AVN stuff, especially since the Aerogay fans, some of them are a little bit more on the progressive side of things. And same thing with some of the AVN fans. They're just there for the adult material. They're not there for the politics. And of course, you know, MGTOW, they're very big with the politics. Now, BitChute is too, yes, but MGTOW.TV is way more, especially with the more right-wing conservative politics. I mean, not all the time. There's waifu of the day and stuff like that. So it's not, you know, just women bad, men good. You know, and there's not, you know, that kind of stuff. Because, alright. So even to be absolutely fair to you guys, it's not even like that anymore. There was a lot of content at one time where the manosphere was like, ah, women bad, men good. And we still are seeing that. Like, I see that stuff in my social media feeds these days. Where it'll be a woman talking about how some of the younger women these days, an older woman rather, about my age when I say older, talking about how some of younger girls are just a lot different, and they don't know what they want, and a lot of guys need to be really careful, right? And that's kind of what I think a lot of the early MGTOW message was just really being careful. And maybe focusing more on yourself, right? Like, if you want to do marriage and shit later, but don't think of it as something you need to do. Don't think of it as something you have to do. Like, that's just something that if you want to do that, like, if you want to have kids, you know, it's about going your own way. It's not, like, feeling that you have to, right? And, I mean, it just depends, right, for different guys. Because, of course, it's like, well, my wife talked me into this. And there's really no way to stop that sometimes. Because, you know, that peace sleeve be good. And you get talked into things. We just gotta be real sometimes. So, I mean, it is what it is, guys. But I'm just saying, everybody knows the red pill now. All the guys know the red pill. In fact, the damn, UK shit we were talking about was because of the red pill. Of course, they think Andrew Tate and Manosphere content. Literally, remember that article we read where it said Andrew Tate and Manosphere content was one of the main reasons they were trying to block this content? Because they didn't want the youth to get that stuff? Because they feel that the youth of the UK had been tainted by the Manosphere. And again, I won't say that Tate had, like, I won't say that all of his advice was bad, because I did listen to one interview with Tate, and I do like one thing that I'd actually heard from Jamie Josta in a song, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, that was talking about, you know, work hard when you're young. That way you can celebrate and kick back in life when you're older. And Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, he has a song called This I Earned. And This I Earned is a very powerful song. It's about, hey, I did the work to get to where I am. I worked really fucking hard. So the fact that I get to kick back and enjoy my life, it's because I worked hard. Right? I did all this. I'm not having to retire in my 60s or 70s or 80s. I did the hard work early. I stayed up the long hours. You know, I did more than I was supposed to. I fucking, you know, I busted my ass, right? I went above and beyond. What's called grinding, right? That's what he's doing, grinding. Now, it's a lot different in this time. And it's going to be a lot harder to grind than it used to be. But yeah, I do agree with that message. And I wish it's something that I had done when I was younger. Because I tended to be a little lax. And now I'm going to have to, basically, not have the same kind of, well, it's not going to be a kickback life for me. Maybe when I get home from work, but oh yeah, I'll be working for a while unless YouTube monetizes me or I get some kind of, I don't know, who knows? Maybe things could kick off and I become some big comic channel and I don't know. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But if it does, you know, at least want to give it a chance. I mean, we got to 500. We can get to 1,000. We can get to 2 or 3 or 4. You know, I just want to make sure that all the comic book people are okay with this, right? I don't want to be stepping on anybody's toes. That's why I left that message up there. I said, if you had any problems, you can contact me and we'll take down the material that you don't want up there immediately. So far, nobody said a word. We've had thousands and thousands of views over there on some of the videos. So, yeah. I mean, it's up to them. We're going to do Invincible in June, so I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know how the results of that's going to be. The first person I get that comes to me and say, hey, Grim, we got to take this down. I was like, all right, you said it. We'll replace it with somebody else. I'm sorry, guys. Don't. Got to protect the IP. I know how these people are. And you can say all the things you want. Oh, Grim, there, look. They're the ones in charge of the material. If they're the ones that say, hey, Grim, you can't put this up here. I don't want to get sued. I don't have that kind of money. I owe a couple thousand to the health, the ER people right now. I don't have money for that. I can't even pay for that. It costs a lot of money to get an MRI. Just saying. It's a lot of money here in the U.S. But alright, guys. So, this is pretty much all I gotta say on this one. Let you know what's going on. And there's gonna be more gameplay videos. That's pretty much the gist of it. You could throw this in fucking ChatGPT. A matter of fact, there's a thing where you can actually take a video and have it distilled down into an article. Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty cool. And basically, it'll take what I said, and it can make an article from AI of what I said. So if you just want the main points without all the crap, it can tell you how to do that. I can't remember the name of that program, but I remember using it, and I thought it was cool as hell. So very awesome. Cool use of AI. I know not everybody's for AI, but there's some good uses for AI. And as an article writer myself, I don't have a problem with it, okay? I'm the guy that's written article after article after article after article after review after review after interview for fucking years, right? So I'm the one that's actually qualified to talk about this. I can say, you know what? It doesn't frighten me. If it makes the things easier on you guys, if you like to take my video of my rants or whatever we're talking about and say, Grim, we just want you to cut the fat. Give me the lean meat. You can throw this video in that article, in that little AI program, and it'll spit out an article that gives you all the main points. I don't know what it is, so you'll have to go look it up. I can't remember. I slept since then. Actually, I slept like a couple of months since that article. It was sometime last year. But alright, guys. I'll see you next time. I'm out.